Hello, welcome to
Blog
the Heavenly
Talk
Father
Radio.
Last Call. Hello, welcome to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we are considered to be sons of light, Hebrew Israelites, that do the will of the divine Heavenly Father. We cater to the 12 tribes of Israel. The 12 tribes consist of Native American, so-called, African American, so-called, Latino American, so-called. And we do this program every week at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. My brother and I, Adir Bay Israel, and we do this program on a weekly basis, if the Heavenly Father's will. But first, I want to give thanks to the Divine Heavenly Father, our Mother Barbilo, and Messiah for giving us this wonderful opportunity to be able to minister to our nation and to be able to look for light, brother. And that's our whole mission, looking for light, brothers, and ministering to our nation. Now, again, I want to mention a few ministries that we do have. My brother, Adir Bay Israel, he does a ministry video, a knockout video every Saturday evening, Eastern Standard Time. I say around 5 to 6 o'clock you can catch his videos. And then my brother, Benaya Bay Israel, he does a video you can catch on YouTube. And again, his name is Benaya Bay Israel. Another does wonderful videos. And we also have our Blog Talk radio show that we do every Sunday at 11 a.m. And also, we also have a food pantry ministry named after my mother, Sandra Johnson, Food Pantry. Now, we're getting our website together, but if you want to get in contact with us, you can either get in contact with me at dotheman@aol.com, or you can get in contact with my brother, adirbayisrael@gmail.com. Either one of the emails, you can get in contact. Just leave your name and number, and you can get in contact with us. So, being though that's all said, you can also join us at POW Talk. We just opened another new room at POW Talk called the Sons of El. The Sons of El. So we'll be there today at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So from 12 to 1. So you can reach us there. Now, being though all that said, I want to get into our topic today. And our topic today is a new government for our nation of Israel. And the reason that the father mother gave me this to my mind to talk about is because Israel has been in captivity for a long time. Mm-hmm. We have been in captivity, and it's time for us to come out of this captivity. But I want to mention that, you know, the government that we are under is so wicked, right? Because these was the ones,
yes,
that enslaved us in this captivity.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
And on top of that, if you look at the history, when this government conquered different people like Japan,
right,
you know, different other, they conquered, they paid them. They gave them money, just like I call them the fake Indians, because they call them nickel Indians. They not our nation that they take care of. Mm-hmm. They mixed between Esau and some other nation.
And
Ham, you know, he don't take care of the true indigenous people, you know, but he take care all the other nations but us, that government, our government. And yet we build Israelites. Built this nation.
Right.
They built this nation on slavery from us.
Right.
So as you start thinking about the injustice that we receive from our own government, and look, just so recently, you had the people that was on, was it Pakistan, that, you know, they had that big outbreak over there, and, you know, they were, oh, Al-Qaeda, you know, was, you know, fighting them, and now they, right. they send planes over there to get them and, you know, to rescue them and send them all the different countries. But yet, when they got here, they were talking about giving these people, each one of their families, $1 million.
Look at that.
You see, now this is the government that we've been under, that we built this nation off. Our sweat, blood, and tears out of slavery gave us nothing.
Nothing,
and will never give us nothing.
We ain't get all mule and 40 acres of land.
No, we ain't get that either. They lied to us, you see. So you got to think now. Messiah speaks about a government that's coming, that's a righteous government.
Right.
That's our government that's going to repay us and take care of us.
Right.
You see, now, I want to start my first scripture off at Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. Now, listen to this. At Isaiah 9, 6, and 7, it says, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, of the increase of the government, and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order it and establish it with the judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Now, this is the same government that our physical government that's ruling over us. This is Messiah's government that's coming. You see, that's going to bring justice and peace, you know, and now I'm talking about for our nation, for Israelites. You see, as the scripture said, it will be no end to Messiah's government, you see. But it's hard, like right now we living under this oppression government that oppresses us, you know, put us in ghettos, don't care for us, killing us, giving us bad water, bad food, polluting the air.
Right.
This is not the government that Messiah is going to bring for us. So we have hope. You see, we have hope in Messiah's government that's going to come. You see, but we know until Messiah bring this government, we are restricted under this government. We have to be under this government for the time being.
Right.
But just know that this government is just for a little while longer.
Right.
And this government is going to be overran by Messiah and done away with, brother, you know. Because as you can see, just look at all the problems that we're experiencing right now under this government. It's so many problems that, you know, Esau's government is breaking down. The Heavenly Father is breaking Esau's government down every day for us, for Israel, for Israelites that's serving the divine Heavenly Father and Messiah.
Right, right. Now, I'm going to piggyback on what, add to what my brother was already saying about the government. Now, when they talk about the government, they're talking about Revelations chapter 5, 1 through 14, which is that whole chapter. I'm going to start at verse 12, and it says, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power. See, that's talking about his government.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessings. And that's also what we're going to receive when that government comes. 13, and every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard and saying, blessed in honor and glory and power be unto him that sit upon the throne and upon the Lamb, for who lives forever and ever. That's the government my brother talking about. And like he just said, everything created is going to say, oh, glory be unto them that sit on the thrones. And then Messiah said, we're going to sit on the thrones on the left and right hand.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So that all creation going to glorify us when the new government comes. So my brother is telling you right.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all, we can get ready.
Yeah, get ready, because this ain't no joke. This is the real deal. You know, even it says in the scriptures, even the birds and the insects is waiting for Israel to rule. They waiting for us, you know, because they sick of this. They even, you know, the animals is sick of the wickedness that these other nations is bringing to them. They tired of it.
Tell them about when the sun said he don't want to go out and shine no more.
Right. So imagine that. Just imagine that. You see? Elements that don't even want to. The sun, the Heavenly Father have to protect, to stop the sun from killing us. He has to literally stop the sun from killing us because we're so wicked.
The sun say he want to kill him.
You know what I'm saying? And Heavenly Father got to stop me because he told me, no, my children down there. Not yet.
Right.
Yeah, I digress, though. Yeah. But it's true.
You have to choose.
Right. Okay, my next scripture coming from Romans 13:1, King James Version. Listen to what it says. Now, here is what Messiah said, the true government. It says, let every man's soul be subjected to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from the divine heavenly forefather, and the authority that exists are appointed by God. See, his government that is about to come, the one Messiah is going to bring, that is the real government, mm-hmm. where you can receive joy, peace, love,
right.
you know,
right.
honor and serving the divine heavenly Father. All this will be under that real righteous governing, you know, government, you see. But right now, you can see this government is not the one.
Right.
You see, brother, this right. government is the right. wicked government.
Right. 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 And like my brother just said, you can see how when they brought all them foreigners over here
mm-hmm.
and gave them all that money, free education, free housing, free food stamps. They gave them everything for mm-hmm. free. We've been over here we built this country, and they don't want to give us nothing. The Chinese, they're going to make a law so you don't hurt them no more. You know what I'm saying? Stop the hate against the Chinese. What about us?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What about the hate against the so-called Negroes? You know what I'm saying? They don't care about us. Every nation, like my brother just said, the nations and government is confederate against us. You know what I'm saying? But that's why, like I said, they all had an opportunity to show the Father that they would treat us right, and none of them had.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't go to the Father crying and whining, why you ain't give us a chance? You had it.
Mm-hmm.
And you pondered it and threw it away. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, brother, you're 100% right. And not only did they throw it away, but the things that they did to Israel, they wasn't even supposed to do.
Exactly.
They was just supposed to keep us in captivity. You know, they wasn't supposed to kill us the way they did.
They had laws how to treat us.
Right. They had laws even how to treat us. And they abandoned that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the Father they're going to be accounted for every
right.
jot and tittle
right.
of the things they had. The Heavenly Father had the angels to write down
right.
all the things that they did to
right.
us. You see, right. so they're going to be accounted for that.
Right.
They're going to have to pay for that.
Right.
But anyway, you know, my brother was 100% right. So I want to take you to the next scripture at Proverbs 29:2. Now listen to this. At Proverbs 29:2, it says, when the righteous is in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wickedness bear rule, the people mourn.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells you, that's why we mourning now.
Right.
Because the righteous not in rulership yet. We are not in authority yet. You
right.
see, right now, as you can see, look at on this. Look what's going on. Just look at our nation. I ain't even talking about nobody else. Look what's going on in our nation.
Right.
You know, the injustice.
Right.
Cops killing our people,
right.
Shooting them down. You see,
right.
Every day. Like, you see, we mourning because we are not in rulership yet.
Right.
You see, but like I said, like the scripture said, our time is going to come. You know, it's going to be a time where our nation is going to rule over these other nations.
Right.
You see, like we always have.
Right.
Even in David's day, the nations used to pay homage to David.
Right.
They had to bring them gold. They had to pay taxes.
Exactly.
We was in rulership.
Right. Solomon.
Solomon. That's right.
Abraham.
Right. We were in rulership. And them,
even Noah.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
And them times is coming back.
Right.
It is coming back. So it's going to take me to my next scripture. Before I go to our next scripture, if there's anybody out here that's listening to our program and want to share their thoughts or can recollect what we're talking about, feel free to call us at 845-241-9966. 845-241-9966. Now, I want to read you our next scripture coming from Isaiah 14:1-5.
Mm.
Now, listen to this. This is something else, and I'm going to read it quick. It says, for the Lord will have mercy on Jacob, and he will yet choose Israel and set them in their own lands, and the stranger shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob, and the people shall take them and bring them into their place, and their house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids, and they shall take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over them oppressors, their oppressors. It will come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give the real, will give them rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage whereabout was made to serve. And thou shalt take up proverbs against the king of Babylon and say, how have the oppressor seized the golden city seized? The Lord have broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's telling you, Israel. Now, some nations, as it says, some nations is going to follow Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they call them strangers.
Right.
That's the other nations.
Right.
Because they're strangers to our divine heavenly Father. Because
right.
He never dealt with them.
Right.
But he's going to accept them only because they are going to allow Israel to rule over them.
Right.
Because they're going to overstand the order.
Right.
So it helps us to see that not only that, but the ones that took us into captivity, we're going to take them into captivity.
Right.
Esau, Edomite, Chinese,
right.
Hamites, all of them had us into captivity.
Right.
Japhites. So we're going to take them into captivity.
Right. Right.
And they're going to be our slaves.
Even the Archons.
Them too.
Right.
Oh, them too.
Right.
You see, they're going to get it first.
You see,
and that's why I said the Lord has broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers.
Right.
You see,
he's
broken. When he break it, he means he's breaking their rulership over us.
Right.
No more can they rule over us because a king carry a staff or a scepter.
Right.
So he's breaking the scepters of the rulers that's oppressing us.
Right.
You see?
Right. Now, I'm going to add to what he just said to give you a little bit more understanding what my brother just saying. See, when he's saying that Messiah is going to break the scepter of the wicked, he talked about the archons.
Yep.
Like Paul said, the ones that rule in high places, spirits and principalities from above, that is the source of the wicked on the earth power. And in order to take their power, you got to break their staff. Their staff is in the lower heavens, which is the archons or the fallen angels.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said Messiah is going to break their staff. That's where they get their strength from.
Mm-hmm.
They are incarnating from up there down into these bodies. You know what I'm saying? That's why he said he gonna break that eagle, man. When he come through, they're going to knock them out of the lower heavens down to these earthly bodies. Keys of Enoch tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now I'm going to give you another piece of information about us ruling. Now, I said in one of my videos, I said we are the sons of El.
Mm-hmm.
And it don't equate with the fallen angels. They were sons of El, but they fallen. That's mm-hmm. why I call them fallen. They said they can never come back up there.
Okay. Ain't even angels no
right,
more.
Right, not even angels no more.
Right.
So, the sons of El, when I say the sons of El, you can see that that's true. Sons of light or the sons of fire. Michael, Raphael, Uriel, what's the other one? Aniel,
mm-hmm.
Gabriel.
Yep.
See what I'm saying? That's why we call the sons of El, mm-hmm. because El means light or fire, mm-hmm. pure white light or fire. That's why we call sons of El. Even Ra is called El.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And now I'm going to go into the keys of Enoch real fast and read a little verse. And to show you that the true Jerusalem, that not spelled J-E-R-U-S-A-L-E-M, it is spelled U-R-S-A-L-E-M.
Mm-hmm.
Jerusalem, meaning Ur.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm in the keys of Enoch on page 406. Keys of Enoch 406, verse 33. Now listen to this. Ur was taken over by the fallen archons.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. Keys of Enoch 406, verse 33. Metatron, which is the Most High, showed me. Me is Moses. That's who Moses talked to on Sinai.
Mm-hmm.
It says, show me how the new prophets, that's when we get restored,
mm-hmm.
and priests, of Ur, heard that, of
mm-hmm.
Ur,
mm-hmm.
meaning Jerusalem, would be the council of the brotherhood of light upon the face of the earth. See?
Mm-hmm.
So when they restore the earth back to, or bring the new kingdom, the true Jerusalem, U-R-S-A-L-E-M, or Ur, where Abraham came from, we're going to rule again. Like I said, that's why Abraham had to leave Ur. Because the archons had took it over, just like they did Atlantis,
mm-hmm.
just like they did Jesus in
mm-hmm.
Egypt,
mm-hmm.
just like they did what was other Egypt? They did Israel. They had took over
Lemuria.
All of them. Yes, Lemuria. They took them all of them. You know, that's why Messiah say, I gotta break their staff, which is the archons or the
right.
fallen angels.
Or they'll continue to do it.
Right.
Even in the keys, it tell you that Gabriel, Michael, Uriel, Raphael, they had to quarantine them even
yes.
in the upper eons
yes.
because
yes.
they would have kept spreading
right.
all this false doctrine
right.
and taking over different,
right.
you know, universes and galaxies
right.
that the divine heavenly father has species
right.
and different light or
right.
different our brethren in.
Right.
So he had to quarantine them.
Now you see why my brother keeps saying it got to be a new government.
Right.
Place.
It's got to be. And guess what? This scripture ties right in what you were saying. Now listen to this.
Yeah.
On 329, the keys of Enoch, listen what this reads. Not only is it going to be a new earth, but listen to this. It says, again, keys of Enoch, page 329, verse 1. It says, there is a forming of a new world at this time, for there is to be soon existent new planets.
Wow.
And the creator of the sovereigns of the local universes, known as the Council of 12,
right.
have been studying the charts which are in the arrangement of the manifestation of a new physical existence. The Council of 9 has governed the areas of the physical existence from the beginning of that area or expression from the Father's words. The 9 shall place upon the new realms those physical souls who have perfected themselves upon the earth plane, those souls who have evolved to the highest point of their advancements on earth shall be of the new creation. Now, I'm going to stop there. Do you understand what this is saying? This is telling you that not only is there going to be a new earth, but there's going to be other new species and new planets inside a new existence of, how can I say, a new existence of beings.
Right.
But he's going to place those light brethren that prove themselves worthy to go to these other existing places to be there and to help the new creation.
Right.
You see? That's why light brethren doing what we do now. Mm-hmm. Because we're not just going to sit here on this earth. We're going to go to other places.
There you go.
And help other different species.
There you go.
And different,
there you go.
You know, I consider them Israelites because, you know, just a different form.
Right.
But they're still us.
Right.
You see, that's why he said the Council of Nine and the Council of 12 had already been working on this since the beginning.
Right.
They all, the Heavenly Father had this all planned out.
Right.
And now it's coming to full fruition
right
now. You
right.
see,
right.
just showing you, it's not just going to be a new earth. It's going to be new species. It's going to be new everything, new creation, as the scripture said.
Right.
You see?
Right. And also, too, with that, too. Now, like my brother said, a new government comes a new priesthood, a new order. Now, I just read in the Keys of Enoch when it said that the true priest of earth is going to be ruling on this earth. But check this out. Now, we know we got a little priesthood of Aaron right now. That's going to still be in place. The main priesthood is the priesthood of Melchizedek, which was what Adam was under. Now, if you're on the same page 329, you go down to verse 4. Listen what it said. Verse 4, page 329. It says, this is the unification. This is the unification, meaning joining or merging, of the priesthood of Melchizedek upon the planet with the order of Melchizedek coming from the higher heavens.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're saying is the priesthood that was broken in the sense of the connection wasn't there, you know what I'm saying? But we still have, like the priest down in the Garthia, like the Keith Enoch said, they are still serving the priesthood of Melchizedek.
Right.
And that's why we are brothers of light. We still fall under that doctrine. You know what I'm saying? But we don't have the true potency of what that is because we ain't been transformed yet.
Right.
But the priesthood from in Agathia and from the heavens is going to merge together, and that's going to be the priesthood of the new government because every government needs a priesthood or order and law.
And that's why Messiah said, that was great, brother, because you're 100% right, but that's why Messiah said, I come from the priesthood of Melchizedek.
Exactly.
You see?
Exactly.
So now I'm going to tie in exactly this next verse is coming out of 329 verse 2. Now listen what this saying on top of what my brother said. Now listen to this. It says the keys is telling us that future governments will be unlike any government of man because it will be governed with the higher mind entity of the great white brotherhood.
Right.
When even at this time of changing the focal rings of the intelligence on the outer lips of this galactic region.
Right.
See, so it's letting us know that, you know, this government is not just going to be on this earth.
Right.
It's going to be in the galaxy and galactic regions, whereas though this government will still have the priest of Melchizedek ruling over that with Messiah, with light brothers, you see, that's why I said the brotherhood of light.
Right.
You see, the great white brotherhood of light.
Right.
You see, you know, they still, now then they say the outer lips, they telling you, that's the outer lips of the universe.
Right.
Still within Metatron's universe, but it's the outer lips.
Right.
But it's even going to be there.
Right.
Not just on this one little planet.
Right.
To show you the broadness of this, you see. It's just more than rulership over this planet.
Right. It's basically like what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be in any universe that was corrupted, any planet that was corrupted. You know what I'm saying? That's what my brother keeps saying. Don't be stuck on the names.
Right.
And don't be stuck on the titles that's put on stuff. This, we fail in all the universes, in all the worlds. We fail everywhere.
Right.
So we got to be restored everywhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what my brother's saying. Stop limiting yourself to just Earth and then limiting yourself to just America.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or the Middle East where Jerusalem at. Like my brother just said, we're going to be everywhere.
Right. And you're right, brother. And on top of that, to piggyback off what you were saying, when I go into this next scripture, the reason why we have to be everywhere, because the archives went in a lot of places,
right,
and we have to go there.
Right.
Now, this next scripture going to tell you that.
Right.
I'm gonna, on the Key to Enoch, page 329, verse 3. I'm going to read it fast because it's lengthy, but listen what it says. The work of the Ben-Hur, specifically under the leadership of Melchizedek, Metatron, Michael, includes the changing of the whole solar hierarchy of intelligence. You see, this means that the reprogramming of the younger spiritual teachers on the plane of the existence who have been caught up in their own illusions,
right,
to the point of not seeing the value of taking the physical earth intelligence beyond its physical illusions, so that the earth man would not have to repeat himself again and again,
right,
within the same lower heavens.
Right.
In order to accomplish this, the hierarchy realms are working with the lesser brotherhoods of light, are now being forced out of the positions of power.
Right.
And the greater forces of light will alternize on the earth planes. They shall come in with such a force that all the destructions prevailed upon by the lesser lights group shall be sanctioned within their own realm of existence.
Right.
See, what it's telling you right then and there, because of the Brotherhood of Light, Metatron, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, and the Brotherhood of Light, when we do come into this part of the universe, you see, we're gonna knock them out,
right,
which is they call them the lesser lights,
right,
but it's the archons,
right,
because they was all in there.
Right.
So we're gonna get them out of there,
right,
you see, and they're gonna be quarantined,
right,
to,
right,
whatever the Heavenly Father wants them quarantined.
Hold on. Remember, they're gonna put them in the bodies.
Right, right. They're gonna be put in bodies, and now it's gonna be their turn,
yeah,
to be ruled over,
yeah,
and see what it's like. You see,
right, right,
you see the Heavenly Father being justice.
Right.
The,
yes,
Father means justice.
Yes.
So he's gonna. They're gonna see what it's like to be ruled over.
Yeah, that's the punishment they put on us.
Right, that's the punishment. So the punishment they put on us is called karma.
Right, the law of karma.
The law of karma is coming back on them, you see.
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
And then we got the scriptures that's telling us.
Right.
Right here.
Right.
You see.
Right.
So it's deep, brother.
And I want to add to what he was saying. This just goes to show you again and again and again. The law of karma, whatever you put out on somebody else, it's going to come right back on you threefold. That's
mm-hmm.
a threefold law of karma. You know what I'm saying? And it also show you, too, like my brother said, what we are doing, this priesthood and this teaching, stop limiting yourself to one small place, one small name. It is one God, one doctrine with different names and different symbols, but it is the same doctrine from the beginning, and it's going to be the same doctrine in the end. The
mm-hmm.
bottom line. So stop limiting yourself because you're only hurting yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because how can you store and go other, like my brother said, you're going to be going to other worlds.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? How you going to go to another world talking about Jesus? What the hell you say?
Right.
Who's that?
Right.
You
right.
know what I'm saying? You got to open your mind.
Right. And see, you're right, brother, because see, when you go into different worlds, you, for one thing, you have to know the different weights and measurements.
Right.
So your mind has to be open,
right,
so that you can be able to transform into that weight,
right,
and measurement,
right, right,
of that world,
right,
or that galaxy,
right,
or that,
right,
universe. So you can't be closed-minded at,
right,
all.
Right.
As a matter of fact, if you are closed-minded, you won't be going there anyway,
right, right,
because this is only for the elect,
right,
ones.
And you train it,
right,
to be prepared. To do,
right. The,
okay,
and it tells us,
right,
that at Architrist, that's where the hierarchy angels is going to train us,
right,
to do these sort of things.
Right.
So,
right,
you got Metatron said you must go to Architrist.
Right. Right.
You got to get trained for,
right,
that.
Right.
You know, you're talking heavy things. So,
right,
but just take me to our next scripture. Coming out of the Keys of Enoch on page 330, verse 6. Now listen to this. Verse 6, it says, Enoch speaks of this time as the time of the of the bringing of great spiritual gifts and prophecies, new sciences, gifts of creation, discoveries of all the keys which will unlock the scientific records, which contains information on how this happened before and how there exist cycles of eternal renewal. This is to prepare man for its space-time overlap, for the coming of the seraphim and the brotherhoods of light, who will help the righteous lay the new foundations for the new earth. You see? All goes right back to this government. You see, this government is bigger than, it's not like this little small government.
Right.
Messiah's government is huge. That's why it takes us way back in different parts of the universe.
Right.
But this here, letting us know, it will be great spiritual gifts and prophecies and new science.
Right.
You see, these sciences are going to be placed in Light Brother. These Light Brothers will be having these new sciences and new gifts to do more things to help our nation, to help whatever species or brothers and sisters of Israel that we're going to.
Right.
You see, it's an opening up of things, you see. And, you know, and that's why it says the seraphim and the brotherhood of light, who will help the righteous lay the new foundations for the new earth.
Right.
You see?
Right.
It's a lot that's going to occur, but it's talking about Light Brother helping not just the earth, but new species and whatever other Israelites that's in the different parts of the universe.
Right.
You see?
Right. But I want to say something about what my brother just said, which is very, very important. See, that's why I keep saying over and over again, stop limiting yourself to just the basic stuff. My brother just told you new sciences.
Mm-hmm.
So all the sciences that they have that we understand now on this earth, it means nothing. Because it's new sciences coming.
Mm-hmm.
We already said the science of the 24 elders.
Mm-hmm.
24 elders is the 24 elders, but they all got 24 sciences.
Right.
So that my brother said this a long time ago, Doug.
Right.
We talked about this. He said, man, it's even more science than even the 24 sciences.
Way more.
It ain't right. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we keep saying stop limiting yourself to the little limited names and stuff that we be so scared of to go past. You know what I'm saying? Just open your third eye and let the Shekinah from the Father bring the information and tell you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You 100% right. And not only that, brother, now you got to think about this. Do you think, now let's think about this. If the Divine Heavenly Father, and I'm talking about the Divine Heavenly Father, if he's in every place and everywhere and we inside of him, do you know how many science it is?
Right.
You know, when they tell us 24 elders or 24 sons, these is the first steps to 1, 2, 3. You know how many numbers it is when you start for one. We're starting for one. You see? So you know how many signs does Messiah know?
Right.
You see, it's endless.
Right.
It's endless. We can't even put a number on it.
Right.
But we started for one.
Right.
So when we say 24, because we... All right, Light Brother is waking up, so it's a process we got to go through.
Right.
So
we
got to start from
one, two, three, four, five,
you know, and once we master that,
I
guarantee you, Messiah, okay, you master that.
Right.
Now, Messiah, take us to the
25
to 50.
Right.
Well, you know, I'm just, you know, just giving it a limit. From 50 to 75. From 70, you see, but first, you got to master the first 24 before you can go further. You know, Messiah can't take us to 1 trillion.
Right.
Like, Messiah, what is this? My mind is blown.
Right. You know, that's like giving the directions to something. You gave the beginning of the directions to get to South Carolina, and you gave them the end part. But what about the middle part?
Right.
You ain't done the middle part, so they still lost.
Right.
So like we said, you just can't jump. You got to start at the bottom and follow all the way through.
Yep.
But when you go through those sciences, it's called initiation.
Right.
You must be initiated to each order.
Right. And you know what I want to mention, brothers, when you was talking about the video yesterday, something came to my thought. Like, you know how everybody say they call because our nation really don't know who Metatron is, and they call, you know, the Metatron the Divine Heavenly Father. But Metatron is not the Divine Heavenly Father. Metatron is a universal God.
Right.
It is an insult to call the Divine Heavenly Father a God because he's beyond a God.
Right.
Matter of fact, I'll put it to you like this.
Right.
When Messiah told you he was the King of Kings, he didn't mean he was just the King of Kings like the kings on earth. He is. Now, I'm going to just expand off what Messiah said.
Right.
He is the King of Gods.
Right, right,
he is the
right,
King of right, all the gods
right, right, right,
in
right,
the universe.
Right, right,
you
right,
see,
right, right,
now, the Divine
right,
Heavenly Father, right. Now, let me explain this. The Divine Heavenly Father is the one above all.
Right.
He's the Almighty Mind. He's not a God.
Right.
He's beyond, way beyond a God.
Right.
He
man,
is the
nice.
Sole Creator.
That is nice.
You see, he's the sole
that's
Creator
nice.
That creates. God, he
nice.
The one that creates God.
That's nice.
You see, now Messiah
right.
is the King of God,
right.
but the Divine Heavenly Father created Messiah
right.
to make him the King of the God.
Right.
So he's the so Messiah is the King of Metatron, Aniel, and
go.
Any other gods
there
in the universe.
You,
you see, none of them is over Messiah. You see, but the Spirit led me just to say that. I just
right.
want you to
right.
overstand that. Okay.
Right, right. And let me add to that. He right. Because really, the king part came from the Gentiles.
Right.
Israel wanted to be kings. We want to be called kings too. So
right.
they let us call kings. We really call judges or gods. That's what the Bible says, you are gods, the
right.
children of the Most High. And he right. Messiah is the God of gods.
Right.
Ain't nobody over Messiah except the eternal Father
right.
and Mother.
The
period.
Eternal Father
and
Mother. That's
and like
it.
My brother said, he that we little him, called him a God.
Right.
You
know, don't ever call him a God. You got to be kidding me.
Yes.
That's an insult. I yes. never call the Divine Heavenly yes. Father a God.
Right.
I call him the one above all.
Right.
You see, he's the one above all. You see, when you talk about Divine Heavenly Father,
right.
the one above all,
right. Right.
you see.
Right.
So, I digress, brother. I just wanted to say that.
That was a good breakdown. That was a good breakdown.
Now, my next scripture comes from the Keys of Enoch, page 9, verse 9, 329. Now, listen to this.
Hold on before you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen to this. My brother said another key thing I want to bring out to y'all that y'all need to pay attention to what he just said. He said, yeah, I said that because the Spirit told me to say it.
Right.
Because the Shekinah come from the Father. And through the Shekinah, we receive these messages, and then we spit them back out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I just want to throw that out there.
Mm-hmm.
Through wisdom, get overstanding.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I'm gonna go same page, Keys of Enoch, verse 8, page 321. Listen to this. Now listen to this. It says the younger souls of the faithful who survive the whole program will become the physical seed of the Christ people upon the planet. The faithful who are already initiated into the many gifts will be taken to other planets. This will come to pass only and after the unrighteous are removed
right.
from the face of the earth.
Right.
At this time, the earth will be a new electromagnetic orbit that will be a new heavens and a new earth.
Right.
You see, now that explains it all in a nutshell.
Right.
Because that tells you, when it says, speaking about the righteous, talking about those Israelites that were serving the Divine Heavenly Father, yes, they'll get to live on this earth and reign over the other nations on this earth. But when it talks about, when it speaks about the other ones going into, you know, different planets, other planets, it's talking about the elect.
Right.
Us, the elect,
right.
that's going to go and do their other, perform their other jobs in other places and
exactly.
planets and do the will of the Divine Father there.
Exactly.
So you can see, you know, but that all falls under, it falls under the new government of our nation of
right.
Israel.
Right.
So letting you know, there's going to be two, it's going to be two things that's taking place at the same time. Us, you know, going to different worlds and planets, and our nation ruling
right.
over the oppressive nations that ruled over
right.
them, over this world and planet.
Right.
See,
right.
so That's just about going to end. I can't get to the next one because we ran out so fast. But I want to thank the Divine Heavenly Father and Mother for giving us the opportunity with Messiah and Metatron, for giving us another wonderful opportunity. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel. And I thank the Eternal Heavenly Father and Mother for blessing my brother Rodolph to bring out these blessed
sayings or blessed, how can I say it? I know what you're talking about. Words.
Yeah, words and messages.
Messages, words.
Scriptures. Look, it pass on mind what I'm trying to say.
Right.
But he bring out But
you know, it's all from the Father Mother. The right. Blessed messages that's put in our minds through our Father Mother and Messiah to bring out these messages.
So we're going to say peace be unto you, brethren. Shalom.
Peace be unto you. Shalom.
I couldn't even get
I was trying to think of it. I couldn't think of it.